Of course, there is growing concern about the Delta variant and how well the current vaccines that are on the market work against Delta and other variants. My next guest actually downgraded Moderna earlier this month ahead of the company's earnings. It seems to have been the right call now in hindsight. Joining me now is Oppenheimer analyst Hartaj Singh. Hartaj, good to see you. Talk to us about that downgrade earlier this month. What didn't you like? In the Moderna's company and the valuation that led to that downgrade?
Yeah, honestly, thank you very much for having me. It was really difficult. I'll tell you that for the 3 days before that, I was literally changing my mind every hour, to keep a buy or, go to a neutral. We decided to go with a neutral, very simply. As I've said, to a lot of our clients, that it's the tension between the expectations around COVID-19 sales for them going forward, the peak of sales in 2021 and 2022, and then the organic sales that they're going to get from their franchise going forward, plus and their pipeline. And, at that time, it was a $170 billion market cap company. The expectations had gone so huge on COVID-19, and we still need to see some work, on the pipeline. There's an R&D day on September the 6th. We felt the right call, was to sort of go to a neutral. I'd call it an optimistic neutral because we do think COVID-19 is going to be a very big business for them going forward. They're going to be a profitable company. And then it's just a matter of time for waiting for what's the next big thing with the pipeline. So that was really the reasoning behind our downgrade.
Would the next big thing in the pipeline be these booster shots, which we know now health officials are looking at perhaps offering booster shots to seniors as early as this fall?
I think that booster shots there have been an expectation, around them for a while. Viruses like coronavirus, tend to mutate. Moderna's been talking about that. Pfizer BioNTech's been talking about that. Other companies in this space have talked about that. So we've had the expectation of boosters, sort of implicit in our model in the gross number that we had, going forward. So it would be not really, something that would move our view on the valuation of the company. I do think that, people that are older, immune compromised, will probably get boosters once every, 6 months to a year. And then, healthy adults like myself will get it, also probably every year, 2 years going forward. So that was part of our model. I think it has to come from the pipeline elsewhere aside from COVID-19.
Okay, so you mean something not having to do with the virus at all, you think is the next sort of leg up in terms of growth for Moderna in particular or for Pfizer as well? I mean, I know that Pfizer is a much larger company and a much more diversified company.
Yeah, we don't cover Pfizer, so unfortunately I can't comment on that, but I can say that, they face similar issues. Look, with Moderna specifically, right? So let's say for sake of argument, in 2023 onwards, they get $10 billion in sustainable revenues. They'll do about 20, maybe 30 billion next year. But let's say they do $10 billion in 2023 going forward, including boosters, then the question becomes what adds to that, right? And we think they can actually bring a flu virus into the market that could change the game, in 2023 or 2024. They've got another vaccine in phase 3 development for cytomegalovirus, which tends to the area that focuses on women of childbearing potential. They've been working on that for a while. That was actually the original project we were always very excited on. That should have a readout in 2023 with potential approval in 2024. And then they're focused in rare diseases. There's about 650 rare diseases where people are missing enzymes or an enzyme is misfolded. Usually tends to show up in children after they're born. They don't have long lifespans. And that's an area where by giving an mRNA, you can replace that enzyme. And that's an area that investors get very excited about. And we'd hopefully like to see more data on that over the next few quarters, starting with the R&D day on September 9th. I'm sorry, September 6th.
Right. I know that, the stock has nearly tripled in value this year, Moderna's stock. Yeah. What is your price target on the stock right now?
Oppenheimer does not recommend price targets for neutral stocks. I tend to follow that. But if I had to put a price target on it, it would be between 350 and 450. So you can say 400 on the midpoint. One of the things I point out is that the stock's been up, 600-800%, right, since COVID-19. They got a product approved in 1 year and they're a profitable company, 6 months after the product was approved. If you go back and look at Alexion or Regeneron, it took them, once they got their first product approved, 5 years later, They had 3 to 5 times the amount in sales and earnings, and their stock was up 500 to 700%. So Moderna did in 1 year what it took those companies to 5 to 7 years to do. So this last move over the last year, that actually does not bother me. I think that's pretty rational. The stock has acted pretty rationally in terms of a product being approved and the company becoming profitable. Now it's a question of what's next, and that's what we're waiting to see.
Well, certainly one of the catalysts for the stock moving up was its addition to the S&P 500. I believe that was in July. But what do you think in terms of headwinds for Moderna? I mean, we talked a lot about some tailwinds, but what do you think is a major headwind for the company going forward?
You know, having seen this sort of issue before with companies that had 1 or 2 years of declining sales, you know, after a big run up, for whatever reason, Gilead had that a few years ago. Some other companies that are experiencing patent issues, that's not the case with Moderna. You know, the biggest issue, honestly, is just, you know, investors being patient and understanding that in 2021 and 2022, quite a decent bit of the revenues that are going to come to Moderna are going to be inorganic, meaning they're going to be one-offs. And then we're going to see an organic, you know, cash sales from 2023 onwards. And so we'll see a leg down in sales and earnings. And we have to be patient to work our way through that. I really think that's the headwind. It's more investor understanding around what's basically the issue between a one-off and recurring sales. And if investors have a long-term time horizon and are willing to accept that, you know, I think the stock should be maybe range-bound for a few quarters, but I think it should be okay.
All right. Hartosh Singh, Oppenheimer analyst, thanks so much for stopping by and talking a little Moderna with us. We appreciate it.